You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's Friday! Hope you're having a great day. Ready for some football over the weekend. Mike's got family in town. By the way, what are you guys doing this weekend? What's the deal?
We are doing some steaks tonight. Matter of fact, just up by Cleaver and Cork, my niece.
I'd like a filet. No, maybe I tried. I'd like to try a ribeye.
No, you're not getting a ribeye. Shut up. But anyway, yeah, we're going to do some steaks. And this weekend, I think it's going to be the aquarium for her Saturday because it's kind of cloudy. We're not getting the sunshine, man.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then I think they're doing Becky's doing Callaway Gardens, and they have that thing where all the birds go flying over your shoulder. It's pretty cool. So
it is.
All sorts of fun stuff. Well, Uncle Mike hangs out with his sister and just drinks.
Okay, sounds good. Does she drink?
Yep.
She drinks a little bit.
Oh yeah. Oh, okay. We'll drink some wine. Oh okay. Yeah. The Italian side of the family comes out. But yeah, man. Thanks for letting Mike Conti let me work from home today on a short edition of Dukes of Bell. 5 o'clock. Falcons pregame for the Lions starts.
You're not the only one at home.
Yay!
Yeah, exactly. Browns, Panthers, Commanders, Patriots tonight, and then obviously we've got a slew of games tomorrow. Giants, Bills, Texans, Vikings. As we said, there are some games you're interested in. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're just going to be a slob and be at home tomorrow, which is fine. Because, look, there's nothing really on right now. I would love to tell you that our interest in the Braves, you know, normally this time of year is very high simply because we've been winning and we're rolling through a division. That's not the case. But the Braves are playing tonight. But outside of that, I mean, like, Mike, there's no TV shows that I'm vested in right now. So I'll probably be watching more football over the weekend. But we even have games on Sunday as well. Dolphins, Bears, and then Saints and Chargers. The only reason I'm interested in the Saints, guys, hi, Saints fans, is because who the hell is going to be the quarterback of the Saints? Who?
Ooh.
Who's the quarterback?
Well, that's just it. If you're watching the Colts, I saw some meme somebody posted it on the Indianapolis a Colts fan going, you know, it could be bad for your team, but it could be worse. You could be, you know, a Colts fan right now. You have no idea how whoever your quarterback is going to be terrible. I will say this. Last night, for week one of preseason, usually there's a lot of, and there were penalties, but, I mean, the Raiders-Seahawks game was actually pretty exciting.
It was.
46-point score. There was a tie. Watching the backups driving down the field late. The Bengals and Eagles, we already talked about Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow hooking up. 61 points scored in a preseason game. That's pretty exciting. If you were, an Eagle, at least you're there to watch preseason, you're getting some action.
Yeah, I was impressed a little. Not overly impressed. Don't misunderstand me here. But Jalen Milroe in that game last night, I think he led him on one scoring drive. You know, he ran the ball well, but look, we know he can do that. That's the other part. Like, I expect him to do that. But I think he, you know, had 36 or 40 yards or something of that nature on the night. But he looked halfway decent, man. I mean, Drew Lock played, and then Milroe came in. I think he was 61 yards. He didn't throw any touchdowns, but bottom line is, Mike, they're going to find ways to get him in that offense. And I think we always talk about these packages for Seattle. They're going to be an interesting team, guys. I like their defense a lot. And last night, again, preseason, it's hard to tell. For example, you know, you look at the Raiders and you go, well, wait a minute, what did Ginty do? He didn't do anything. I mean, Ginty looked like, you know, a bum. I mean, he had three carries for minus 1 yard. So, but that's not indicative of what he's going to do during the season. But the Raiders still have offensive line issues. So, long story short, I was just watching Milroe last night late, and I'm like, they might have to find a few ways to get this guy the ball, man. Get him in some red zone packages and stuff.
Right, and that's the thing. I think they did a lot of pregame hype. I believe it was the local broadcast from Seattle. And I don't know who the woman was that called it. She was really good.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I do struggle. Sometimes I can't lie with female announcers because it depends on the energy. Sometimes they're pukey or they're trying to sound like our buddy Brad Nessler. The woman, and maybe Oren will know this because he knows everything, but the lady doing play-by-play was really entertaining. That's somebody I'd like to hear on the national level. Because, you know, she was interesting, sense of humor, kept it moving, knew everything. And was that's one thing they talked about in the pregame is really can't wait to see Ashton Jeanty, which was a whole lot of nothing last night.
Did you see Kate Beast
Scott?
Mode? Beast Mode on the sidelines taking pictures?
Yeah.
Did you see this? He had like a photo press pass, like one of those big signs on his chest. And there was one moment where he's like taking – it just was weird because you're like, that's Beast Mode on the sidelines? So he's taking pictures and stuff with the big, you know, 35-millimeter camera. And there was a guy that runs into him. I think it was the running back. And he like throws a forearm shiver to him. It was Beast Mode. But, man, that dude makes me laugh. Hey, Marshawn Lynch is funny.
I love him. One of our favorite interviews. By the way, Oren gave me the information. Kate Scott, she does play-by-play for the Sixers.
Yeah, she's terrific.
Carl. And then she does, and like I said, I'd never heard her work before. And I was watching it because you're getting all the local feeds last night on NFL Network, soon to be owned by ESPN. But yeah, whoever that was, I'm like, get her some more gigs, man. I was digging it.
No, she's solid. I hadn't heard her call football. I knew she could do basketball really well, but that's big time, man. And you are going to see her, Mike. She's slowly right. Moving up the chain. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's get to 4th and 1. Fourth and One brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. We talked a little bit about these preseason games, Falcons tonight. And the thing about, you know, tonight's games, just generally speaking, and maybe your interest level, again, the one game, like there's the one game I think people are interested in is maybe the Browns-Panthers game. Bryce Young is going to play, apparently. Also, we know Shedeur Sanders is starting that game outside of our game with the Lions. And then the Commanders, you're not going to see Jaden Daniels, Mike, and nor should you. Patriots, we're not sure what Vrabel's going to do, but rumor has it that, you know, a lot of those guys aren't going to play either when you talk about Drake May and whatnot. But those are the two things. I'm interested in what our guys do, and then I want to see what Shedeur does. By the way, both games start at 7 o'clock NFL Network for the Browns-Panthers game, but locally here you'll be able to access the Falcons, obviously, through the Fox network.
A lot of guys hitting us up on social media, and I've seen this nationally. Do the Rams really believe in Jimmy Garoppolo if Matthew Stafford, Carl, can't go, and then immediately gets the Kirk Cousins conversation going?
Do you think, look, for me, if I'm Cousins, I'm all over this. Like, if the Rams opportunity opens up, that's a right. really good young team. And, you know, if you want to go somewhere where you might have a chance to win, that would be it. But I don't. Do you think he's interested? Do you think he would want to do that?
I would think, you know, because again, he can sign off on it. That's part of the holdup on this deal. Wants to go to a place where, you know, they're pretty good. Well, that team is just some good quarterback play, and Matthew Stafford usually provides it away from making something special happen. They've got a great defense. We know what they've got offensively. That's a Super Bowl caliber team. So if for Matthew Stafford's back issues persist, and now just a matter does the Sean McVay and that front office feel that Kirk Cousins, now 2 years removed from the Achilles, is a better fit than Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yeah, that's going to be the big question. It really is. Hey, Big O, last night's games. Can I hear this punt return? Special teams, right? Three parts of the game, offense, defense, special teams. Baltimore got a nice special teams punt return from a kid named LaJonte Wester. He went to Colorado. Deion was his coach, Mike. And so they were talking a lot about this last night. But he had a big punt return for him. Ravens want to improve their special teams. Hell, we want to improve our special teams. But this is one of the highlights from last night's games.
Wester had a 17-yard return on his first try. Fields this one cleanly. And again, he's got an alley. Wester at the 30. Two men to beat. Wester could be going.
He's going.
Midfield and rolling. And the rookie, sixth-round draft pick, will take it to the house. LaJonte Wester, 87 yards.
Yeah, showed some speed. It was one of those big plays. That's how you make a team, guys. That's how a six-round guy makes a team. And then what about Joe Burrow, Big O, to Ja'Marr Chase? This looked like it was in the regular season again. Chase had 4 catches for 77 yards, I think, and a touchdown. They made it look easy. But these guys, your high-priced players were on the field last night. Here is the play.
Burrow waiting for the shotgun snap. 2-by-2 formation. Looks left. Throws left. Caught by Chase. Escapes a tackle. Racing down the sideline. Touchdown!
Nice.
Bengals! Ja'Marr Chase picking up where he left off last year.
Big O said that was on Keely Ringo, Mike, which I didn't see that. That was on Ringo.
Man, it was a move, and I mean, that's what I said to you to start the show. Mid-season awesomeness from the Cincinnati offense. And if they can just figure out their defensive side and Burrow stays healthy. See, that's all you want. How'd your quarterback do? 9-10, 123, 2 touchdowns.
I'm out.
Okay. I'll see you week one.
Exactly. Hey, man, can we hear the Anthony Richardson injury? David Ajabu, who, again, high expectations when he got drafted. Remember, he came in, he was injured. I mean, now you look at that Ravens defensive line, it looks really stout. But this was the shot Mike was talking about. When he was sacked and then, you know, has the dislocated finger. I think, Mike, there's a picture out there somewhere where he's laying on the ground and the pinky's pointing another way. And it's like, oh, it's ugly.
You know what it looks like? It looks like Baldinger's hand. You know how Baldy's fingers go wrong way?
It does. When you hold them out and you're like, they're supposed to go straight, but they all go different ways. This was the play on Anthony Richardson last night.
Anthony Richardson goes out of the gun, ball in the near hash, backs the throw, and he is decked from the left, and he is sacked and buried. He took a big-time hit, but more importantly, hangs on to the football, and the Ravens with a sack off the left edge.
And he's going off the field, Matt. He got hit unabated. There was no one blocking. The protection was totally not there.
Yeah, he got crushed.
I watched it again because I was saying this to me is more about why Anthony Richardson is playing this in this game. You know, different strokes for different – like Burrow got in there, showed you what he can do. Here's a guy who is not even remotely close to being a starter yet in the NFL. Carl, he's completely locked on the left side. He never sees it. And then, you know, I don't know if the running back is supposed to pick up Ajabu. He walks. He just immediately releases once the ball is snapped and just basically runs by him. So who's going to get Ajabu? So you just got – if that's on the running back, nice job, pal. Meanwhile, Richardson's not even looking to the right of the center. So either way, it just shows you that there's so much work to be done with Richardson, and now he's behind the eight ball with an injury to his finger.
Yeah. I mean, Mike, Big O saying the running back was who he should have gone to, they were saying, and he was there open, and he didn't, like you said, never even saw him. Look, Richardson's fighting for his job. They're saying he should be ready next Saturday. I think their next preseason game is. He's got to play, Mike. I mean, like, you know, he can't sit out, and I don't think he will with this dislocated finger. Again, they popped it back into place. It may hurt a little bit, but he's going to be back out there. Right. But he's got to show that he can play, man. If he doesn't, Daniel Jones is going to be that guy to start the season.
And this goes back, I mean, everyone was so jazzed, like Mike Vick, you know, he had that, it would have been like, had Mike Vick come out after the Sugar Bowl, would he have been ready? Maybe. He went back, had another year of school, and then, of course, he comes out. Everybody in Florida's like, he's got to stay. Richardson needed another year.
Yeah.
You know, just like, I think Jalen Milroe, I mean, he may just find his niche as a running back, period, but Milroe needs another year. But Richardson, that's where, I mean, that's why I said to Carl, it's like a blindside hit. There's just no situational awareness. So, just a lot for Shane Steichen, who's kind of on a hot seat up there in Indianapolis, to figure out.
Yeah, it is. Hey, man, coming up, BMAC. Bryant McFadden's going to join us. Also, the latest on Micah Parsons. We'll get his take on that. He's visited a variety of camps, including our own Falcons. And we'll ask him what he took away from his visit to Falcons training camp. We saw him there for a couple of days. He spent some time with a bunch of guys as well. BMAC, Bryant McFadden joins us next on Sports Radio 92.9.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The game. Two-time Super Bowl champion B-Mac Bryant McFadden. And, Bryant, it's good to have you back on the show, man. It was great to see you this week. I think it was early last week, maybe, at the end of last week where you were at Falcons training camp. And I just want to start with your takeaways from what you got, man. I mean, I know you interviewed a lot of guys. We've been doing the same thing. And look, we're comparing notes. Tell us what you think about this team and the sense you got from it with your time with them.
I think this is a talented team with the Falcons this upcoming season. I really love the depth, especially in the trenches for either side of the football field. And, you know, of course, when you talk about Atlanta, this season you start and you stop that conversation with who? Michael Penix. You know, the day that I was there watching, it actually was a rainy, ugly day. And you couldn't tell with Michael throwing the football. I mean, he really was accurate. He was really precise with his decision making. And one thing that I noticed too, guys, if you guys recall, because of the injury to Darnell Mooney, we saw Kyle Pitts playing more wide receiver than anything. And, you know, he was getting Kyle the football. So I don't know if that was primarily because of, you know, just needing some more bodies at the wide receiver spots, or is that something that they potentially could do throughout the course of the year. But in all, Kyle looked real good playing wide receiver, and Michael was real confident in getting him the football. And they made a lot of things happen through the passing game that day I was there.
Obviously, not going to see everything at practice, but I like the idea of using Bijan as a wideout as well. Using athleticism creates some mismatches. There was one car, remember we watched, it was like kind of a bunch formation. Yeah. And that's the kind of stuff that the imagination, B, we think we should use with the kind of athletes we got.
No question. Okay, so when you look at athletic, skillful running backs in the National Football League, they kind of fit the same pedigree. We're starting to see that become more of a thing. Detroit, they're doing that with Jahmyr Gibbs, you know, lining him up at wide receiver. You just talked about Bijan in Atlanta and the way they're trying to use him. Heck, I'm here currently in Chicago, and I watched joint practices with the Bears and with the Dolphins today. And Mike McDaniel of the Miami Dolphins, he's utilizing Devon Achane the same way. So I think this is an opportunity to kind of create mismatches when you have that offensive weapon in the backfield like Atlanta does. Heck, we've seen this done with Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco with Christian McCaffrey as well. So to your point, yes, I'm all for it, because now when you see Bijan Robinson in the huddle, you instantly think that he's going to line up in the backfield, but now he can line up anywhere in the lineup, and that gives you as a defender more things to worry about.
Well, while you're talking about Chicago, it's Bryant McFadden joining us here on Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What's the vibe on Caleb, man? Caleb has a lot of pressure on him. New coach, new coordinator. What's the deal?
Hey, Carl, Mike, I literally just said my personal opinion. You guys can correct me if I'm wrong or agree with me or disagree, either or. But I think Caleb has the most pressure out of any quarterback in the NFC North, in my opinion. The most pressure.
Agreed.
And the reason why is because they went and got the most coveted offensive mind that was available in Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson, with his first-round pick, added more offensive talent in drafting Colston Loveland, top 10. You look at the additions they made offensive line-wise, which was a feeble part of their team a year ago. You know, you brought in Drew Dolman. You took him from Atlanta. You brought in Joe Thuney from Kansas City. So they've done everything to improve the offense to help their young quarterback out. And now is the time. They're not going to be patient with him in terms of the fans, right? So what I saw from Caleb today was some highs and some lows. Clearly the offense is not where they need to be, where they need to be right now. But I think the biggest adjustment for Caleb is being able to hit rhythm-like throws from the pocket. Because what Jared Goff did with Detroit under Ben Johnson was work from within the pocket. Clearly he's not the athlete that Caleb Williams is, but instead of improvising and getting out and trying to make these highlight-like throws, working from within the pocket is probably going to be his biggest adjustment.
I know that they're giving him tough love. How's he going to respond? Because you know all that pre-draft stuff. We said it was a lot of noise. I mean, you can do things with style. Now, granted, not everybody's into painting their fingernails, but you know how the old school guys made that into a thing. It just seems like there's extra pressure because, you know, it's when you watch the video and the way Ben Johnson's handling it, does he need a pat in the ass? Does he need like a hug or does he need a kick in the butt?
Hey, Mike, that's a great question because Chicago fans, just the city of Chicago, they love their sports. They're a hometown rabbit fan base, right? And let's say, hypothetically speaking, because Chicago, their first two games, they played Minnesota and Detroit, two divisional games. Let's say, hypothetically speaking, they get off to an 0-2 start. Caleb is not looking good. You know how the fans are. They're going to jump on him. Can he handle right. that? Can he handle that? You know, everyone is not as thick skin like a Jalen Hurts who can handle the criticism like he's handled. Everyone can't handle the criticism like a Dak Prescott. You know what I mean? Can he handle that criticism if it happens to a point where they get off to a slow start and they're losing ball games? Because two things happen in those situations, guys. You know this is watching the games. Either that player fights through that adversity and comes out on top, or he goes into a shell. And, you know, hopefully for Chicago, the fans, hopefully for their sake, they don't have to worry about jumping on him, because we know if they get off to a slow start, you know how these fans in Chicago can be.
Bryant, I don't want you to lie to us, because you were in Pittsburgh as well. I want the truth about what's going on up there. Is there real confidence in Aaron Rodgers? What's the scoop?
Hey, listen, I can tell you this much. When I sat down, I had an opportunity to talk with Aaron on camera and off camera for a nice amount of time. The man wants to be there. It wasn't a situation where it was all about the money. They had to do this to get him. He's literally playing to his standard for kibbles and bits. So he really wants to be there. And the thing that Aaron shared with me, guys, he said, man, for the very first time in a long time, he's staying up late in dorm rooms and playing video games with young guys.
Wow.
Like, when you're in that dorm life, it forces you to be with each other. When you're in that dorm life in training camp, you have to learn the players. You have to you're around each other, so now you become more comfortable and become more acclimated with each other. And now it develops a brotherhood, a sense of togetherness. And that's what he talked about. He was just saying, man, like no knock on any other organization that he's been a part of, but in Pittsburgh it's different because it's just you. You learn guys, you're playing video games. And think about the team camaraderie that is establishing. If you're a rookie, if you're a second year guy and you're in the room with Aaron Rodgers, and y'all arguing and debating about Madden or FIFA and things like that, that brings you together. And those are the things that we used to do when we were amidst of championship-like runs. When I was there, we all spent time together. We ate together. We did everything. We played basketball together. You know, we played cards together. It provided a sense of togetherness, and that's what he's echoing. And every day has been a great day on the offense. They're getting better and better, and he's in establishing a relationship with him and DK Metcalf. So all in all, everything has been as best as possible coming from Steelers camp in regards to Aaron Rodgers.
One more nugget on Aaron Rodgers. As former Steeler BMAC, Brian McFadden's with us here on Dukes and Bell. He was talking about his teammate, kid that was drafted in the third round, Roman Wilson out of Michigan, says, I got to get Roe out of his head a little bit, Carl. He went on our sister station, The Fan, up in Pittsburgh. He goes, I think he's such a good kid. He cares so much whether it's my approval or if he's doing right. He says, he's just got to trust himself because he's so damn talented. So it's kind of interesting. Basically saying to play free and not think out there and just do it. And is that cool or uncool to say?
You know, I love what he is saying to Roman, because Roman has come into a situation where he didn't play at all a year ago. You know, he was a high-round drafted guy, didn't play at all a year ago, and now they need him to step up, especially when you talk about trading George Pickens. You got to find some other pass catchers that can stand up in the paint outside of DK Metcalf, and I think this is more self-inflicted pressure that he's putting on himself if he drops a pass or if he's you know, he takes the wrong step on a route. But Aaron, as a leader, those are things he needs to tell them. Man, listen, don't worry about that. You're going to make mistakes. Get over it, and let's bounce back. Because they don't need Roman Wilson. This year, they're going to need Roman Wilson to really flourish mightily because of the lack of playmakers they have at the wide receiver position. So, I mean, that's what you want to hear from your quarterback. And I love that Aaron has accepted this new role on this new team to be able to say things to the younger guys to kind of get them to be at their best.
Hey, you mentioned you're in Chicago. Dolphins up there doing, you know, the practices with them. What's the scoop on the Dolphins, man? I think there's a lot of pressure on Mike McDaniel. Everybody's talking about all these other coaches. They got to win a playoff game, B.
Oh, no question. I agree with you mightily. There's a lot of pressure on Mike McDaniels. They got to win a playoff game. They got to be consistent. And they got to find a way to beat good teams. And, oh, by the way, play in cold weather in November and December football. Football is an outdoor sport. You got to find a way to adjust to those said elements. And the kicker about this year for Mike McDaniels, the reason why there's an abundance of pressure on him, you were able to benefit from a watered-down division for your first few years in the league. It was all about the Buffalo Bills and no one else, right? Now, if you look at the talent that the New England Patriots have added, along with the new coaching staff, you look at what the Jets are doing, it's almost like, guys, if you had to rank the AFC East teams – 1 through 4. I mean, I think I would have Miami dead last right now. And that's solely because of the personnel, the lack thereof in terms of talent. You know, you look at Miami, they traded away Jalen Ramsey. They traded away Jonnu Smith. They allowed their best safety in Javon Holland to walk. I mean, they have allowed a lot of quality players to leave their organization, and it's not like they really improved in those areas. You know what I mean? So, to your point, I agree with you. I think this is a very, very pressure-like situation for Miami, for Mike McDaniels to kind of get back to being in good grace. Because you remember a few years ago, he was like considered the new hot thing, the new up-and-coming Sean McVay. Well, that fizzled out very, very, very fast, considering what has happened in the last few years.
One of the things, Brian, as Brian McFadden joins us here, guys, you're up at camp, and Carl and I have been debating, because obviously, you know, preseason, it does stink for fans. You don't get to see, obviously, the stars. But do you get enough if you can do what the Falcons did? We saw them basically simulate 11-on-11, a real game. They even had a halftime. I mean, how much of that, especially with the Titans coming to town, you're getting those workouts. You just mentioned Dolphins, Bears. The fans aren't going to like it, but are we going to get enough so Rod doesn't have to start these guys at all this preseason?
You know what? This is how I look at this in terms of preseason action for starters. What were you a year ago? Were you a good team? Did you make the playoffs? Did you have a
successful year? We would
have
been, yeah. It's a loaded question.
I'm just saying, yeah. Right?
Right, right.
Because to your point, Chicago and Miami, they're practicing today, and they have a game on Sunday, so they already stated the starters are not going to play. Why? Why wouldn't the starters play? Chicago hasn't made the playoffs in about 4 or 5 years. Miami hasn't had any playoff success. They missed the playoffs a year ago. Two teams, in terms of pressure, they have to really look at that. So why shouldn't they play? It's different when you have 11-on-11 in a practice element than being in the stadium. I was out with the Raiders a week ago, right? They actually had a mock game the day I was there, but their starters played last night. It's about rhythm. Look at Kansas City. Every year, Pat Mahomes plays in the preseason. Every year, the starters for Andy Reid play in the preseasons. And guess what? Every year, they're competing for what? A Super Bowl.
Yeah.
A Super Bowl, one of the more prolific offenses, even though they didn't have good team success, was Cincinnati, the Bengals. Joe Burrow, T. Higgins, Jamar Chase. Guess who played the first two series for Cincinnati offensively?
Yep.
Joe Burrow.
QB.
Jamar Chase.
Yep.
So I understand it's a personal preference, but me personally, if you're asking me were you good last year, did you earn the right to not play in preseason play? That's my question.
It's a great question. B-Mac, man, continue the great work. I know you're still making your way around camps. We're looking forward to all those reports. Check them out, guys, CBS. And we look forward to getting you back on next week as we count down to the regular season. Have a great weekend, B.
All right, thank you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yeah, man, we got things kind of going a little haywire today in an expedited and shortened version of Dukes and Bell. We'll hear from Steve Coonan, where we normally do some guy talking, so I'm taking over for Yeah Man, No Man with Day Day. And Carl, I'm also multitasking. Since we're working from home, I'm also doing my first fantasy mock draft.
There you go. Had to happen sooner or later.
Hey, man, nerd. Picking 10, so that's 10 and 11. And because I'm on a, it's Yahoo. So,
go outside, nerd.
You have to practice this stuff, people. You got to make the money. Drake London not getting the love, so I took Drake London with the 10th pick.
And I'm telling you, Mike, right. Again, 1,000 yards, that I can check. Touchdowns, right. I want to say Drake's going to have 10. What did he have last year, Mike? Seven?
Yeah, it was 7 touchdowns. And then Puka, and then these nerds didn't have Puka Nacua, so I took him too. So how about them apples? I'm sitting
that's pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty good.
So then I had to sit on it for a while because, you know, when you're picking 10th and 11th, there's nothing to do for a minute. Came back, and I'm pretty excited. I got James Cook and Breece Hall. So I'm not sure who these knuckleheads that I'm dealing with. Kelsey is my tight end. Back that up with a Njoku.
You're loaded.
Yeah, man. But this is a 10-man. You can do pretty good in a 10-man. I got Diggs up in New England. See what he does up there, the new-look Patriots. So I'm just doing I'm multitasking. When do you start doing your mock drafts, if at all?
No, look, I usually wait until after the third preseason game because you get about 10 days. Remember, right. They're going to play, like the Falcons will play on the 22nd. Their first game isn't until the second week, so the 7th of September is when we're talking about the Falcons playing. So you have some time to kind of manipulate. Plus, rosters get set and all that stuff. Because I know when you're talking about the first or second round, you're not worried. Those guys are going to be there. But when you get into those later rounds, Mike, and you start thinking about, okay, I'm going to take a chance on a guy, you better know what his situation is, especially in fantasy.
Right. So, again, I'm doing it with Yahoo. By the way, Oren, when do you start doing your mocks?
So I got my official pick in the draft yesterday, so I'll probably start that over the weekend.
What are you picking?
I got first overall in mine because the idiots in my draft, they all picked other spots. So I had the third pick of draft pick, and I ended up with the number one pick.
Do you having the first pick, by the way, if you have the choice?
In a year like this, absolutely, because that means I can get Ja'Marr Chase.
Right. Yeah. I like kind of being late where you turn it, flip it around, like 7, 8, 9. Now, again, 10 teams. I know most guys listen to us. The average league is 12. If you really want to press it, 14 can be really tough because injuries can just decimate you. But I know it is kind of the nerd stuff. And, I mean, like, you're not doing fantasy football. I don't know what to tell you. You know, maybe you don't have any friends. But a lot of guys enjoy it. Chance to supplement your income. And it is kind of neat. And I don't, Carl, I'm over doing like the 4 and the 5 team because then you don't know who am I rooting for. And I'd always, you know, I hate having to root for a guy against your team that's part of it. So I just do one now. Keep life simple. Just one fantasy draft. So we'll see.
Yeah, I had to cut back, man. I can't do it anymore like that. I agree. There was a time where I had like 5 leagues It was just too much. Like, too much involvement, too much movement. Somebody gets hurt, you're like, I got that guy. No, that's in your other league. Oh, I need another guy. It was just, so I agree. Like, that's where I'm at right now. But I know there are a lot of guys who maneuver and play multiple leagues.
And, hey, man, you know, you go with your big-time quarterback. Guy just hits me right now on the text line. No, I mean, right now, would I take Michael Penix as my first quarterback? No, not yet.
No.
There's other quarterbacks that are – we believe in Michael Penix. That's not an indictment. Certainly take him to be, you know, the off quarterback when your guy's got a bye week later in the season when you feel he'll be rolling. But if you want to take a flyer, if you're in like a multi – as you said, Carl, 12, 14-team league, you know, play at your own risk. Play at your own risk. But it is – certainly a guy we believe in, but is it from a fantasy standpoint, got to see it first. You know, got to see how it develops. Hey, speaking of Michael Penix Jr., he is getting some juice nationally. I just reposted it, Mike Bell ATL. It's a national ad for Adidas. Now, since we're on the radio, it's visual. Penix has got his white frame sunglasses, his do-rag, and he's calling out, looking at the flowers. He's going like, H2O, H2O. He pops up, and he starts basically watering the flowers. And there's a dude next door talking. What are you doing? He's floating in midair with his Adidas at a zero spikes.
Wow. So,
yeah, if you hadn't seen it, it's up there at Mike Bell ATL. Scroll down. So a national ad campaign. That's my quarterback.
Yeah, man. Look, we're going to see a lot more of that. The more success he has, and he's got a great personality. I mean, like, I know for most Falcon fans, you get a sense of that, but I don't know if people around the country did. And, again, I'll ask the question. You know, when he was balling out at Washington, how many of those Washington games did you watch? A lot of that stuff was late. West Coast, you weren't paying attention maybe as much, but the kid's got a lot of personality. I love it.
Hey, man, one of the big stories that broke this week, and again, for the letter of the law, as we learned in journalism school, you got to, you know, say these are just reported rumors that Howard Stern's show may not be renewed for Sirius XM. Multiple reports in multiple media outlets saying that they're going to make an offer that they don't expect Howard to accept. Basically, they've been going round and round about the money. No official confirmation has been made regarding the cancellation, but needless to say, it's being thrown out there as if it's a done deal. Story now from the New York Post. Listen to this. How awkward would this moment have been, Carl? They were doing a bash for his staff. He's got 95 people working on the Howard Stern Show. 95.
That's crazy.
So anyway, it's their 20th season on Sirius XM. Needless to say, he's not at Spin Bar in Manhattan. He's at his compound in the Hamptons. So he's not there. But they're celebrating. One of the executive producers says the show's going to be bigger and better and this and that. And then about 5:30, the word comes around because media reports drop that Howard's not getting renewed. How awkward would that party be?
Really awkward. I mean, like, he's got plenty of money. Don't get me wrong, but it's still awkward from the standpoint of like the excitement. Everybody's thinking they're working towards something else, and everybody's looking towards the future. And then, well, there may not be a future. Yeah, Mike. Look, so what you're telling me is they think they're going to offer him. It's going to be a lot less than what he is anticipating, and therefore he may not accept it. And so it's not as if you're fired.
Right. So I know a lot of folks, like, as we said the other day, I grew up listening to the guy. It was part of my childhood, WNBC. And then, you know, I think for a lot of us, I wouldn't have gotten to radio without Howard. It's just, last couple of years, it's just for me as a big fan, it's just hard to listen to. It's just, you know, it's kind of, I said to you the other day, it's kind of like he became the guy that, you know, he used to make fun of. My mom said that years ago, that, you know, just kind of became the parody of himself. Either way, we'll see as you go and say it's a developing story. Yeah. Hey, man. When's the last time you went on an ocean cruise?
It's been a minute. We had one planned. I think I said this to you guys, like a big one planned right around pandemic. And then we had to push it, and we kept pushing it and pushing it. And it got to the point where we were like 4 years we had planned that thing, and the money was just sitting there, and they had offered, obviously, refunds, or you could use the money towards another cruise. And we ultimately just said, give us our money back. And we didn't do it. So it's been, Mike, 4 or 5 years since we went on one.
Okay, you know me. I'm just not a cruise person. Maybe that'll change when I get older, but no way. I've done one. It wasn't good, and you'll never, ever get me back on a boat. I'm just not that kind of guy. Have you seen the icon of the seas? I've seen this thing sliding out in Miami. It's unbelievable. It defies description, you know, how big this thing is. You could basically stick three Titanics on this thing, the icon of the seas. It's the one that's got all of the rides, the water park, the miniature golf, the go-kart track. It's enormous. Well, the reason I bring this up, this apparently happened as video went viral, showing cruise passengers on the Royal Caribbean ship screaming and freaking out after a glass panel on a water slide suddenly shattered, injuring one person. Chaotic footage from the world's largest cruise ship shows gallons of water gushing from a gaping hole in the slide. And, of course, people are going, oh, my God. You know, anytime there's a video like that, oh, my God. And stop the slide. Stop the slide. Royal Caribbean confirmed that a male guest was injured at the water park. He didn't fall out of it, received medical attention. Apparently didn't have to get air lifted off the boat. Our team provided medical care to an adult guest. Acrylic glass broke off a water slide as he passed through it. So apparently that would be a little scary. Slide's been closed for the remainder of the trip. But, no way, Jose. I mean, first things first, I'm just not – I've seen that, the documentary on the poop cruise. Now, yeah. Granted, that was the lower end of the cruise lines. And I do got some friends who, you get what you pay for. You spend good money, you get a great boat. Yep. But, yeah, I don't know. By the way, it's like a city. I go on a vacation. I want to get away from people. I know the boat is so big. You could argue that you don't have Carl. You got 7,000 people on a boat. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, it is a city, and there are many times, Mike, and those particular boats. I've had friends go on those cruises, and I said, "Did you see the boat?" They said, "See the boat. We saw our area of the boat. Like we didn't even go to other places on the boat." And I'm like, "You didn't explore like this?" And they're like, "Explore? It's like a day." to walk from one end to the other, you're doing all this, the shopping, it's got like 9 floors. So yeah, I'm with you on that. I think it's crazy to think that thing floats. Seriously.
Yeah, it just boggles the mind. So no, again, but I know there's thousands of our audience are dedicated cruisers and they dig it.
I like it too, Mike. We've never had, knock wood, because again, if we have a poop cruise, we'll probably never do it again either. But we've not had a bad cruise. The ones we've gone on have been fun. It's just like, here's the debate that we always go back and forth. Because I always ask her, Michelle, I said, look, do we want to go to a destination and like be somewhere? Or do you want to make a bunch of stops and be able to get off and on? And the problem is you just don't get a chance to spend as much time in a lot of these places as you want to. Right. Especially if you're going on a long, 10 or more day cruise, you're stopping at a bunch of places. And it's cool because you might not see that if you're just going to one destination. But yeah, man, whatever you love, you know the deal.
Do what you do. Speaking of, I know you love golf. How's your short game these days?
It's decent, man. I had to do some work, but it's decent. I'm happy with my short game. Why? What's going on?
There's a video that's out there. Just Google Connor Sim or Syme. It's S-Y-M-E. He plays in the European Tour, the DP World Tour. He's got about, just off the fringe, it's a downhill putt, about 50 feet, looks like. Anyway, Carl, he hits it past the hole, hits a hill, and now has 60 yards coming back the other way. So, yeah, I'll retweet it for guys out there on Twitter. You got nothing else to do, but makes you feel good about your short game. I mean, it's brutal. The announcers are trying to be polite about this. Hey, man, we got Fox Sports making some switches on their NFL coverage. We know that Terry Bradshaw is still kicking, but Jimmy Johnson is stepping down. Learned today that it's going to be Gronk. Gronk smash. Rob Gronkowski taking over for Jimmy Johnson on the Fox pregame.
I like Gronk. He's fun, Mike. He's silly. He makes fun of himself. He doesn't take himself too seriously. I like Gronk. And by the way, I don't expect to get like the best analysis from Gronk. He's there because he's silly, right? He's there because like he's that guy. But yeah, I don't have a problem with this. And Jimmy, the guys were sad last year when he decided, but Mike, what is Jimmy now? 80? 70s? Late 70s?
He's got a really good bar. His bar, he's had some sports bars. There were some were hits or some were misses over his career. He's got a really good club in Key Largo with live music. It's not the biggest place in the world, but I think it's called Jimmy Johnson's Cool Breeze. But anyway, it's in Key Largo. We couldn't get in. It was packed. But really cool spots. He's got that. He loves fishing on his boat down there, so he's happy to go enjoy it full time. Gronk, of course, 11 years in the league, 5-time Pro Bowler, all those rings. Kurt Menefee still running point. Howie Long, Strahan, and Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah. And matter of fact, we'll get Kurt on, man. Some of you guys may not know this. Kurt's an Atlanta boy.
His brother listens to us all the time.
Yeah. Kurt's a terrific dude, man. We'll get him on before the season starts. That's a good crew that they have. And the ad crunk, that makes total sense.
Hey, man. That is your guy talk here. We got Falcons pregame in just over an hour.
Yeah, man. Can't wait. Want to see what's happening with some of these players. We're going to talk about it. Falcon Report's moving up because we're done at 5. So we're going to talk more Falcons coming up. We'll let you hear more of what these guys are talking about as they get ready for tonight against the Lions. Coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.